Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Dwayne Johnson's dad had a tough life, and The Rock talks about their complicated relationship. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Dwayne Johnson's dad had a complicated relationship with his son, and now The Rock is opening up about it and how it shaped his own life. From a wrestling superstar to a successful career in movies and TV, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has made quite a name for himself. But despite his sunny disposition, The Rock has weathered plenty of storms throughout his life. While working on his NBC TV show, Young Rock, Dwayne Johnson revisited his childhood, and with that came some tough memories. Dwayne Johnson's dad, Rocky Johnson, had a huge impact on his son's life. But that's not to say they were the Norman Rockwell version of father and son. The relationship that I had with my dad was incredibly complicated. That was fueled by tough love, The Rock explained. There's a reason our Heavenly Father sent Jesus to be our Savior. As humans, we are all flawed. And Dwayne Johnson's dad was no exception. My dad was kicked out of the house at 13, and he was homeless. So that then shaped the man who then raised me, Dwayne explained. The show, based on The Rock's life before he became a star, is a comedy. But it pairs humor with some very tough experiences from Dwayne's real life. It was incredibly complicated and it was incredibly tough, he says. Growing up, and you know, we specifically went with these timelines in my life that were very defining times at 10 years old, 15, and 18. There's a lot of things in between those years that took place. Now, on the other side of those complicated times, he's able to see the purpose in the pain. Dwayne Johnson's ability to show compassion towards his dad and the tough times they endured shows just how much healing he's experienced over the years. And that comes from dealing with his emotions and forming a relationship with the Lord. Growing up poor, watching his parents fight, and the tumultuous relationship Dwayne Johnson had with his dad left their mark. And at first, the difficult road he walked left The Rock angry and depressed. As a teen, he got into fights and started stealing. He even got arrested. But then Dwayne found an outlet in playing football. However, at 23 and with his dreams of playing for the NFL dashed, Dwayne Johnson spiraled into a deep depression. He felt utterly alone. But he wasn't. God was with him through it all. And now the Christian celebrity shares his testimony of battling depression to help and encourage others. I found that with depression, one of the most important things you could realize is that you're not alone, he says. You've just got to remember, hold on to that fundamental quality of faith. Have faith that on the other side of your pain is something good. On the other side of the pain of missing out on the NFL was a successful wrestling career as The Rock. And while Dwayne Johnson's dad didn't agree with his son's decision to walk away from football, he rose to the occasion to train him for the WWE. Through that training, God restored the relationship between this father and son. And despite their complicated relationship, the two became very close. Dwayne Johnson's dad, Rocky Johnson, died at age 75 in 2020. And as Dwayne reflects back on their difficult journey together while filming Young Rock, he takes comfort in knowing his dad would be so proud. He would have loved this, The Rock said. He would have loved this and he would have been so proud. The difficult times in Dwayne Johnson's life could have easily left him broken and bitter. But when he looks back on his troubled past, it's inspiring to hear Dwayne's positive outlook. When recalling the traumatic moment where, as a child, he witnessed his mother trying to kill herself, Dwayne Johnson focuses on how it taught him to value life. In that moment, one of the greatest lessons I've ever learned was how precious life is and how in an instant it can all go away. He says of watching his mom walk into oncoming traffic It changed me. Dwayne is free from the chains of past hurts because of God. He experienced things Satan intended for harm, but because of Jesus, he can now see the lesson in the challenges he's faced. It started with putting aside his pride and talking about his feelings in therapy, something Dwayne realizes isn't always easy, especially for guys to do. But he encourages everyone to take that step. Sometimes the hardest thing for us guys is to ask for help. I made that mistake a few times, he said. Most importantly, Dwayne Johnson also developed a personal relationship with his Heavenly Father. He learned to trust God in times of uncertainty and struggle. I just have to put my faith in God and continue to work hard, he said. Through that faith, Dwayne Johnson has learned how to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything, give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. And that joy and freedom is available to all of us through Jesus Christ. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there the heart is free. 2 Corinthians 3:17.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Beloved cleaning lady loses her job after 20 years, so her customers decide to help. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After 20 years of working in the same apartment building in New York, a cleaning lady lost her job. And when the residents found out, they did something incredible for her. Whatever we do, we are to work heartily as if it is for the Lord. Colossians 3:23. And it seems as though this is how a woman named Rosa spent her time while working for a luxury apartment building in New York. For 20 years, Rosa helped keep the high-rise building nice and clean. And during her time working there, she made quite an impression on the people living there. They all love her. But then the cleaning woman lost her job because of COVID-19. And as word spread to the residents of the building, they all knew they had to do something to help. Rosa received a call from the apartment building asking her to come and clean a newly remodeled unit before a showing. And of course, the sweet woman turned up with her cleaning supplies in hand, ready to help. As the real estate agent showed Rosa around the large apartment, she marveled at all the unit has to offer. But after getting the tour, the agent begins setting up for the real reason the cleaning lady who lost her job is there. A lot of people here in this building are a big fan of you and they love you very much, he said. Then the conversation turns to the hard times Rosa has faced. I know it's been a tough year for you and your family, and there's probably been a lot of financial hardships, the real estate agent says. At the mention of her struggles, you can see how emotional Rosa gets. But then, things take a turn she never saw coming. After the cleaning lady lost her job, the residents of the building banded together and chipped in money. They raised enough to secure a 2-year lease so that Rosa could live in the very apartment where she stood. Some of your fans here in the building got together and they're taking care of it, the agent explained. All you have to do is sign and take the keys, and this unit is yours for the next 2 years. The news came as a complete shock that left the beloved cleaning lady in tears. What a beautiful act of kindness.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast, and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.